You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on April 12th, 2026. Welcome to episode 15 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Sean Pollock's Gamut with 7.
Summers drift away. Floorboards are worn. Pathway to the door. Ceilings are stained. Memories from rain. 7 years, 7 days. Seven autumn's colors stay.
Seven from Sean Pollock's Gamut. Next up is Pitney Myers' Cherokee Pioneer. Here is Banjo Picker in a bluegrass band.
Cabin floor, tomcat scratching at the old screen door, beans in the pot and meat in the pan, for the banjo picker in the bluegrass band. Late every evening when the sun goes down, that front porch rings that old time sound. Neighbors come over any chance they can to hear the banjo picker in the bluegrass band. Trying to play the guitar, couldn't play the fiddle, so he got stuck there just rolling in the middle. Picks on his fingers in a farmer's town. He's a banjo picker in a bluegrass band. Played a little bit of that down the road. Asked her to marry and she said, I can. You're the banjo picker in the bluegrass band. Their love grew stronger as the years went by, tighter than a knot that you couldn't untie. Now he's playing those lullabies on the five next to the crib at night. In his banjo blood, he'll make his dad proud with a smooth right hand and be a banjo picker in a bluegrass band. And if that's something you don't understand, well, you ain't a banjo picker in a bluegrass
band. Sorry, I just had to make an update. I would like to comment on SFE Athletics at this time. Three events occurred on April 6th. The Red Leafs men's golf team started in the 2026 Palm Valley Classic, hosted by the Ruidoso Junior Golf Association at Palm Valley Golf Club in Goodyear, Arizona, where the tee times were at 7:30 a.m. Later on, April 6th, three SFE athletes were honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as Players of the Week. Reina Matanovic in the women's track for her first, Monica Bork as the softball pitcher, her second this season, fourth in the her collegiate career award, and Cadence Cole in the women's goal for her first in the week between March 30th and April 4th. Reina Matanovic ran the fifth fastest in the women's 800 meters among NCAA Division II runners in 2026, bolting in Reina Matanovic ran the fifth fastest in the women's 800 meters among NCAA Division II runners, bolting in at 207.71 in the 2026 Mike Finale Classic for fourth among Just a minute, please. Just have to find something. I just got caught here. Sorry. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. Reina Matanovic ran the fifthest. Okay. Reina Matanovic ran the fifth fastest 800 meters time in Division II so far in 2026, bolting in at 207.71 in the Mike Finale Classic for fourth among 198 runners on April 4th. Sorry for the confusion. Monica Bork was exceptional for the second week in a row, posting a zero ERA in 14 innings across two outings, starting with going all seven innings against Central Washington on Sorry, I just have been making a lot of blunders here. Just want to see the date. Sorry, just... that's April 3rd. Okay. Monica Bourque was exceptional for the second week in a row, posting a zero ERA in 14 innings across two outings, starting with going all seven innings against Central Washington on April 3rd, which the Red Leaves edged the Wildcats 5-4, where Bourque's runs allowed were unearned, and ending with a complete game shutout on April 4th, where SFU blanked Central Washington 4-0. 3-0. Where SFU blanked Central Washington 3-0. Sorry, some of the dates were wrong, so that's why I had to check back. I just confirmed the scores and dates. Helping the Red Leaves take 3 of 4 from the Wildcats in Ellensburg, Washington. Caden Skoll was the top JUNAC runner in the 2026 RJGA Palm Valley Classic at Palm Valley Golf Course in Goodyear, Arizona, firing 1 over par 145 strokes over 2 rounds for a 6-way tie for 6. Furthermore, the SFU Men's Soccer announced 2 recruits on their Instagram page. Christopher Dahmer, who hails from Copenhagen, Denmark, stands at 5 feet 11 inches or 180 centimeters and comes from Missouri State University, an NCAA Division I program based in Springfield. Dominic Joseph, who hails from Pitt Meadows, stands at 5 feet 7 inches and comes from the Vancouver Football Club of the Canadian Premier League, a professional club based in Langley, as he was the second player from the VFC Academy to sign with the parent club. On April 7th, the Red Leaves Men's Golf completed the 2-day 2026 Palm Valley Classic, hosted by the Ruidoso Junior Golf Association at Palm Valley Golf Club in Goodyear, Arizona, where SFU fired 13 under par, 851 strokes over 3 rounds, in a tie for 9th with Midwestern State among 20 teams for 28.75 points each. The Red Leaves were led by Justin Bjornson with 6 under par, 210 strokes in a 6-way tie for 16th, 29.21 points. Densby Carswell with 4 under par, 212 strokes in a 7-way tie for 28th, 24.73 points. Max Corcoran with 1 under par, 215 strokes in a 5-way tie for 48th, 19.26 points. Brandon O'Brien with 2 over par, 218 strokes in a 6-way tie for 65th, 15 points. And Ben Buckner with 4 over par, 220 strokes in a 5-way tie for 78th, 12.69 points. Chico State won the team crown after firing 39 under par, 825 strokes over 3 rounds for 56.28 points, led by Naoki Easterday with 12 under par, 204 strokes, tying Liam Allen of Colorado Mines, who won the individual crown in a playoff for the 2026 Palm Valley Classic, hosted by the Ruidoso Junior Golf Association at Palm Valley Golf Club in Goodyear, Arizona. On the evening of April 8th, SFU Athletics celebrated excellence of varsity athletes at the 2026 Athletic Awards at the Burnaby in the Burnaby main campus, presented by MMP, where the ceremony started by celebrating 53 graduating seniors. Zachary Jago earned 2 recognitions, the Male Freshman of the Year and Lauren Davies Male Athlete of the Year for individual sport, as Jago won the GNAC Indoor Freshman of the Year, along with the Male Performance of the Meet in the GNAC Championships. Jago also earned the Lauren Davies Male Athlete of the Year for individual sports. Jessica Dragici won the Female Freshman of the Year after a super season in swimming, as she competed in 6 events in the NCAA Championships, winning 4 All-American selections, on top of earning 4 medals in the RMAC Championships, and set a new record in the 400 yards individual medley. Abba Person of Volleyball won the Red Leafs Strong Award, presented by the Head and Strengthening Head Strengthening Coach Mike Deasy. Cadence Dobransky of Softball earned the Rick Jones Award for Courage, recognizing perseverance through adversity, presented by her head coach Stacy Fournier. 25 student athletes from the women's swimming, men's, women's track and field, volleyball, and wrestling were honored as 2025-26 All-Americans or honorable mentions, with 9 men and women's wrestlers earning All-Academic with 9 men and women's wrestlers earning all academic recognitions. Kim Cormack of Sports Medicine presented the Kip Doherty Award, which honors great contributions to a varsity team by a trainer, equipment manager, to Isaac Daramsey as he went above and beyond as a student trainer via his work as a clinic assistant and commitment to the softball team in the 2025-26 season. The Terry Fox Inspiration Awards, which recognize a male and female athlete who symbolized Terry Fox, was presented to Joshua Sutton on men's basketball and Serena Kennedy Hailu in the women's track and field. Kennedy Hailu also earned the Red Leafs Spirit Award, honor for her positivity, school spirit, and firm support for all SFU teams. Owen Gusmanson earned 2 awards, the Red Leaf Learning Coach Award, and one of top 10 Scholar Athlete Awards, along with Sophia Morton, Kate Cameron, Tara Gunnara, McKenna Simmons, Maddie Powell, Amelia Lucas, Francesca Rowan, Luca Aiello, Eliana Gerbrandt of Volleyball, who won the 2026 Nadine Caron Top Scholar Athlete with a 4.2 cumulative GPA in the Bachelor of General Studies double minor program. Olivia Winbill of Women's Track and Field won the Ryan Sorley's Excellence in Leadership Award presented by the SFU Student Athlete Advisory Committee Executive Team for outstanding leadership and assistance to building student athlete community. The Executive Director, Luke Simard, presented the Margaret Jones Lifetime Achievement Award to Kelly Weber, who was honored for her exceptional long-term contributions to SFU athletics. Jordan Thorson of the men's soccer earned the 2026 Bill DeBrees Senior All-Around Athlete, recognizing excellence in academics, athletics, and character. Thorson's teammate Kian Proctor won the Lauren Davies Male Athlete of the Year for team sports after an outstanding season where he won the GNAC Colt Defensive Player of the Year and started his pro career with the Vancouver FC, which is based in Langley of the Canadian Professional League. Natalie Lemoyne-Sells of Volleyball won the Lauren Davies Female Athlete of the Year as she led the Red Leafs to their first ever GNAC crown while winning All-American, All-Region, and All-Conference honors. Emma Cannon won the Lauren Davies Female Athlete of the Year in individual sports, which she accepted virtually at the Athletics Canada Relay Camp after a legendary season where she became the 200-meter NCAA champion, the first ever crown for any GNAC athlete. The Red Leafs Women's Soccer capped off the 2026 SFU Athletics Award evening as they were honored as the President's Team with their third straight GNAC crown, finishing with their best ever 14-3-5 overall record with a 9-2-3 in GNAC play, and became just the second program to earn 3 consecutive GNAC tournament crowns. 2 games were on tap for April 10th. The Red Leafs softball hosted the Western Oregon Wolves at BD Field on the Burnaby main campus with the first pitch at 2:01 p.m. It became a pitcher's duel for the first 5 innings, as starters Abbas Kennedy for Western Oregon and Monica Bork for SFU kept the game scoreless. But Cassidy Athel put the Red Leafs on board with a 2-run jack in the bottom of 6, and Monica Bork, along with her teammates, prevented the Wolves from scoring in the 7th, as SFU blanked Western Oregon 2-0 in Game 1, despite getting outhit 4-3, with the Wolves making one error while the Red Leafs had none. Western Oregon were led by Madeline Homel, who went 2-for-3, the only batter who had 2 hits in the game, and Abbas Kennedy took the loss after allowing 3 hits, 2 earned runs in 6 innings, falling to 6-4. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Cassidy Effelt, who went 1-for-2, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, and Monica Bork earned another complete game shutout, allowing just 4 hits in 7 innings, improving to 9-11. The second game started at 4:03, where the Red Leafs jumped to a 3-0 lead in the bottom of 3rd, but the Wolves got on board in the 4th on Lauren Maurer's solo shot off Avery Rust. Western Oregon cut the deficit to 1 in the 5th, went up 4-3 in the 6th, and scored 3 more runs in the 7th to beat SFU 7-3, as the Wolves outhit SFU 11-8 with Western Oregon making one error to SFU 0. The Wolves, which batted in all 7 runs scored, were led by Lauren Maurer, who went 3-for-4, 2 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. Madeline Hummel, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored. Reagan Fairburn, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in. Hope Bodak, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in. And Penny Lou Barnett earned a win after allowing 3 earned runs, 7 hits and 5 innings pitched, improving to 5-7. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs, who batted in 3 of 4 runs scored, were led by Lauren Luchtigheit, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, Grace McMillan, who went 1-for-4, 1 run batted in, Annika Jensen, who went 2-for-4, Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 2-for-2, 1 run scored, and Avery Ross took the loss after allowing 4 earned runs, 6 hits, and 5.2 innings pitched, as she earned 2 outs in the 5th, falling to 1-7. 7 events were on April 11th, with SFU track and field teams competing in 3 events. First, with the 38th annual Pomona Pitzer Invitational at Sterling Track on Pomona College in Claremont, California, where the first events, men's 110 hurdles, women's pole vault, men's long jump, hammer, discus, and women's javelin throws all occurred at 10 a.m., with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leafs. In the men's long jump at 10 a.m., Nathan Roth leaped 6.5 for 8th among 33 finishers, 39 in total. In the women's javelin throw, also at 10 a.m., Madison Powell hurled at 35.59 for 6th among 31 finishers, 34 in total. In the men's 4x100 relay at 10:25 a.m., the quartet of Liam O'Donnell, Zachary Jago, Adrian Law, and Jacob Hall bolted in at 41.24 for 2nd, only behind Fresno Pacific at 40.77 among 8 finishers, 10 in total. In the women's high jump at 10:30 a.m., Charlotte Bosma sprung 1.61 for 2nd, only behind Marie Evanuk of Redlands at 1.61 among 26 finishers, 32 in total. In the men's 1500 at 10:45 a.m., Braden All clocked in at 353.55 for 4th, followed by Peter Kunkel at 354.28, Aiden Good at 354.94 for 8th, and Maverick Mercola at 354.98 for 9th among 129 finishers, 143 in total. In the women's long jump at 11 a.m., Donfo Abika leaped 5.15 for 10th for a tie with Lachelle Session among 52 finishers, 58 in total. Starting at 11:30 a.m., Raya Matanovic won the women's 1500 at 424.36, followed by Rachel Watkins at 435.2 for 3rd among 118 finishers, 136 in total. In the men's 100 at 12:15 p.m., Jacob Hall dashed in at 10.51 for 2nd, followed by Adrian Law at 10.7 for 4th, and Liam O'Donnell at 10.79 for 8th among 81 finishers, 92 in total. In the women's 100 at 12:45 p.m., Carlinda Chatwin ran in at 12.03 for 3rd, followed by Alex Barley at 12.88 for 10th among 73 finishers, 80 in total. In the men's 400 dash at 1 p.m., Zachary Jago bolted in at 47.13 for 3rd among 53 finishers, 62 in total. In the men's javelin throw also at 1 p.m., Thomas McDonald launched 55.91 for 5th among 36 finishers, 43 in total. In the men's high jump at 1:30 p.m., Leopold Wang sprung 1.91 for a second place tie, with Drew Nies of Cal Lutheran only behind Joshua Watkins of the Masters at 1.96 among 18 finishers, 25 in total. Starting at 1:45 p.m., Colton Plummer won the men's 800 at 148.15, followed by Mark Molina at 153.58 for 6th, and Yale O'Connor at 154.19 for 7th among 90 finishers, 106 in total. Starting at 2:15 p.m., Veronica D won the women's 800 at 209.55, followed by Stephanie Miller at 211.02, and Arlen Mathis at 213.04 for fifth among 69 finishers, 85 in total. In the men's triple jump at 2:30 p.m., Danish Adams leaped at 14.07 for 4th among 26 finishers, 30 in total. In the women's triple jump, also at 2:30 p.m., Donfo Abeka sprung at 11.42 for 4th among 29 finishers, 34 in total. Starting at 2:40 p.m., Tyson Carr won the men's 400 hurdles at 54.28, 16 finishers, 18 in total. In the men's 200 dash, which started at 3:15 p.m., Jacob Hall charged in at 21.58 for 3rd among 68 finishers, 80 in total. In the women's 200 dash, which started at 3:40 p.m., Curling the Chatwin clocked in at 24.9446, followed by Alex Barley at 25.114, ninth among 65 finishers, 88 in total. SFU won both 4x400 relays, starting at 4:45 p.m., as the quartet of Tyson Carr, Colton Plummer, Leon Barnes, and Zachary Jago won the men's at 3:13.13 among with 15 finishers, 21 in total, followed by the quintet of Arden Mathis, Claire Bosma, Ria Matanovic, Charlotte Bosma, Veronica D, winning the women's at 3:43.55, starting at 5 p.m. with 12 finishers, 15 in total, for the 38th annual Pomona Pitzer Invitational at Sterling Track on Pomona College, Claremont, California. Meanwhile, a smaller contingent of the Red Leafs track and field teams competed in the TWU Open at McLeod Athletic Park in Langley, BC, hosted by Trinity Western, where the first event, women's 10,000 meters, started at 9:40 a.m. with distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. Starting at 11:30 a.m., Jaslyn Negra won the women's long jump at 5.35, followed by Serena Kennedy Hailu at 4.55 for 10th among 13 finishers, 15 in total. In the men's 400 hurdles at 12:15 p.m., Nathaniel McNeil clocked in at 57.39 for 7th among 11 finishers. Starting at 1:45 p.m., Cole Anderson won the men's 5,000 at 16:10.45 among 2 finishers, with the other one being Anderson Taylor of the Vancouver Thunderbirds at 18:15.95. In the women's 400 at 2:05 p.m., Veronica Robertson ran in at 10.64 for 10th among 14 finishers, 19 in total. In the women's 100 finals at 2:35 p.m., Jalen Cummings won at 11.75 as unattached among 8 finalists. In the women's high jump at 3:15 p.m., Megan McKay leaped 1.45 for 3rd, tied with Griffey Carroll of Western Washington, followed by Noba Wedman-Kent at 1.45 for 5th among 8 finishers, 13 in total, for the TWU Open at McLeod Athletic Park in Langley, B.C., hosted by Trinity Western. Also on April 11th, the Red Leafs softball played another doubleheader against the Western Oregon Wolves, the second in as many days at BD Field on the Burnaby Mountain campus, where the first pitch for Game 1 was at noon. SFU jumped out to a 3-0 lead over Western Oregon in the bottom of first, capped off by Lizzie Sugreaves' 2-run jack off Kennedy Abus. While the Wolves scored 1 run in the top of second, the Red Leafs got back with a run of their own in the bottom of third for a 4-1 lead, and that was enough to offset Western Oregon's 2 runs in the sixth for a 4-3 win for SFU. The Wolves, who batted in all runs they scored, were led by Reagan Fabern, who went 2-for-3, Lauren Maurer, Braylee Martin, as both went 1-for-3, 1 run scored each, Brooklyn Schneid, who went 1-for-2, 1 run batted in, Lexi Baumgartner, who went 1-for-2, 2 runs batted in, and Kennedy Abus took the loss after allowing 4 runs in 5 innings, 3 earned, along with 7 hits, falling to 6-5. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs, who batted in 3 of 4 runs scored, were led by Lauren Lochtigheid, who went 2-for-3, Grace McMillan, who went 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, Lizzie Sugreaves, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, Ray Bates, who went 2-for-3, and Monica Bork earned her 10th win of the season in another complete game, allowing 3 runs in 7 innings pitched, improving to 10-11. Game 2 started at 2:16 p.m. After SFU scored a run in the bottom of first, they jumped to a 4-0 lead in the second on Cassidy Affeldt's 3-run triple off the Western Oregon starter, A.B. Stansberry. But the Wolves made it 4-2 in the top of third on Lauren Maurer's 2-run jack off the Red Leafs starter, Emma Franklin. SFU stored their 3-run cushion in the bottom of six on Hannah Hout's sacrifice fly to right center, Penny Lou Barlett, which played at McKenna Simmons from third, and the run became absolutely necessary as Western Oregon's Lauren Maurer hit her 2nd jack of the game in the 7th off Avery Russ, who didn't allow any more runs for the Red Leafs 5-4 win over the Wolves, as SFU took 3 of 4 from Western Oregon this weekend. The Wolves, who batted in all 4 runs scored, were led by Lauren Maurer, who went 2 for 4, 2 runs scored, 4 runs batted in, Reagan Fairburn, who went 2 for 3, 1 run scored, and A.B. Stansberry took the loss after allowing 4 runs and 7 hits in 2 innings pitched, falling to 3-2. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs, who batted in all 5 runs scored, were led by Cassidy Affeldt, who went 1 for 3, 3 runs batted in, and was the winning pitcher by allowing no runs in 1 inning pitched.